Pillar number one of the seven pillars of Soul Normus is community. Community is your environment. It's the things and the people that you surround yourself with. So a lot of you are dealing with shitty people, whether it's family or coworkers, people that are not on the same page as you, people that are giving you shit for being your own sleuth, being your own Sherlock Holmes, figuring out which foods, which exercise strategies, your time management. You're literally hacking your own life. You're testing. You're your own scientist, and you're thinking independently. You are testing these things to optimize your life. Not their fucking life, your life. Imagine the audacity to tell someone else how they should live their life. You might have opinions on it, that's fine. And those people around you might be sharing their opinions. They might want the best for you. They might just give some kind of arbitrary, you know, response to when they see you eating healthy or when you opt to go to sleep early instead of going to the bar so you can get up and go to the gym in the morning. People do that. I'm not saying anyone who doesn't agree every single time with what you're doing, you kick them to the curb. But people that are relentless from that aspect, people that are constantly negative, people that you're surrounding yourself with, you have to cut them the fuck out. This is your life. Don't let anyone tell you how to live your life. People are going to have their opinions. People think. People analyze. People debate. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of that shit is a waste of fucking time. You should be pursuing knowledge. You should be optimizing your life, your habits to suit your needs and your goals. Okay? And let me be very clear about this. What you do today might not be what you do 5 years from now. You need to adjust. What I do today for the business, what I do today to develop the business, to develop myself, what I do this year isn't the same as what I did last year. What I did this year is not the same as 2 years ago. If you're not changing and adapting and adjusting your approach, then you're not really living. You're not growing. You're not learning. You're not testing. I still play around with training at different times. I play around with different exercises. I play around with different eating schedules. I play around with different time management, walking Rufus first thing in the morning, walking Rufus in the evening, doing different things, seeing what works best for me. And this is a really great concept too, because not every day is going to be the same. Not every day calls for the same execution, depending on your schedule, depending on variables that you can't control. So it's great to try different things so you have different options. I think it could be a negative to have one specific way that you do things. Because then if, I don't know, it rains or if you're not flexible and adaptable, then when any little thing goes wrong, your whole day goes to shit. So I think it's a great option, and I do this myself. I have different schedules that I can flip to depending on maybe obligations that I have or how I feel when I wake up. So I usually get up at the same time. Sometimes I'll do the show early. Sometimes I do it in the afternoon. Sometimes I do it in the later afternoon or early evening. So I have these blocks. I have these different flows that I can swap around that will still allow me to get the things that I want to get done in a day. But I give myself the flexibility in order to swap and play around with different blocks. Let's say I sleep a little bit more than I normally would. Then I might adjust how I take care of my morning, and I might adjust everything after that. I might move some things around. But if you don't test your schedule, if you don't try things at different times, you're vulnerable. Maybe you love working out first thing in the morning. What if you can't one day? What if you have to work out in the evening? Oh my God, I hate working out in the evening. Oh, I'm just going to skip it. Oh, no, no. Don't make fucking excuses. You're just pissed off at yourself deep down because you didn't plan for this. You didn't practice this. You're not prepared for life to get in the way. You're not prepared for this kind of variable. That's your fault. It's good to be exposed to those different things. Now, maybe you have to train in the evening and you don't want to lift heavy. I personally would opt to not lift heavy in the evening, but it doesn't mean you don't train. Maybe do yoga instead. But you have to learn how to adapt. You have to test these things. You have to put them into practice. That way you are not vulnerable. Your execution is not vulnerable. You need to make sure you take care of all your different options. So when other people and other things that you can't control, try to get in the way, you can nip that and still execute.